Every week we hear from someone from our congregation what communion means to them. And this week we have Will. Come on, Will.
Thank you, Shay. I'm Will, and I'm a very grateful overcomer. So, many years ago, I was having lunch with my coworkers at Lenny's Barbecue in downtown Dallas. It was one of our favorite places to go, and the food was always terrific. The staff made you feel like family and would greet you with a happy, happy, happy. Unfortunately, this day was not so happy. I thought it was strange when half of the restaurant fell out of their seats and hugged the floor. I remember making a snarky remark to my friends until one of them pointed to the guy backing through the door with his arm around a woman's neck and holding a gun to her head. That same guy had just shot a cop and was looking for an escape, and the frightened woman was his ticket out of town. Within a split second, me and my friends were sprinting for the back door. We ended up in a parking garage, and the day went from terror to excitement to boredom. We were safe, but had no idea what to do or where to go, and the last thing we wanted to do was run into a killer with a gun. The cop was lucky. The bullet hit his badge and was stopped by the vest he was wearing. The officer was being treated in the back of the ambulance when the shooter took a peek inside. I can only imagine the look on his face when the cop leaped out of the ambulance and tackled the perp to the ground. My friends and I waited for the remainder of the afternoon to give our statements. Obviously, the police had more than enough evidence, and all we got was a cursory thank you, and we're sent on our way. What we experienced was not essential enough to warrant writing down. I would never get a chance to stand up in court, point my finger, and shout, "He did it!" 6 months ago, I had another terrifying experience. There were no guns or cops involved, just a failing heart. I was dying, and everything the doctor was trying failed. They brought in the crash cart, stuck shock pads to the back of my chest and back, and placed life-saving vials of medications within easy reach. They were preparing to bring me back from the dead. The room was filled with shrieking alarms and blinking lights. I remember the pain was unbearable, and the look on the doctor's face told everyone this was going to be a very bad day. I knew I was just minutes away from being in paradise, and frankly, at that point, I was ready and at peace. I remember a phone call, and someone I barely knew was praying over the speakerphone. I couldn't see and only remember a voice, but had no idea what they were saying. Both the doctor and the nurse stopped what they were doing to lay hands on me and pray along with the mysterious voice. Within a moment after that, after the prayer ended, my heart responded and I was back among the living. My trip to paradise will be postponed until another day. It took several months before I could return to the office. When I returned to work, I told several friends how I almost died and how a mysterious phone call pulled me back from the door of death. I gave my testimony how a prayer from an obedient stranger saved my life in an instant, how the continual prayers of the faithful had put me on the path for a complete recovery. I found out later that my testimony of Christ's healing power inspired someone to return to church after years of absence. My story also impacted the life of a meth addict in Tulsa and brought her back to church and hopefully onto the path of recovery. Unlike my statement about a violent crime, my testimony about the power of the Most High God touched and changed lives. Who knows the impact this had on others that I don't even know about? Sharing how God moves in our lives is a powerful and impactful way to share His love. More than 2,000 years ago, a Samaritan woman, an outcast from her own town, had a personal encounter with Jesus. What she experienced saved and changed her life. The rejection she endured from her neighbors was not enough to keep her from sharing her testimony and what Christ had done for her. John 4:39 says, "Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in Jesus because of this woman's testimony." How many lives did this woman save and change by sharing her story? Who knows? But the testimony of this redeemed sinner has been told over two millennia. Let me ask you, What miracles have you witnessed? Has Jesus saved your life? Has your life been changed in a miraculous way? Have you become a new creature in Christ? Have you shared your testimony with others? Others who might desperately need to hear it? Stop for a moment and think about the impact that your story could have on others. I know most of you. And most of you are walking miracles. Isn't that worth sharing with a friend, co-worker, or family member? We're about to share Holy Communion together. Those disciples who witnessed Christ's final meal before his execution recorded the moment and shared it with the world. Christ himself told us to remember what the bread and the juice represent, how his body and blood was sacrificed for all of us so we can be made clean and spend eternal life with our Father in heaven. Of all the testimonies I've heard, Christ's victory over death and his resurrection is the most powerful one of all. Isn't that worth sharing? The table is open.